Hey, this is Brandy.
And this is Brene.
And you're listening to 50 Shades of Slay. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in again this week. To start off today, I want to go over the results from this week's Q&A. So the question was, what's worse, physical or emotional cheating?
And I'd like to point out that, again, the men came out stronger than the women in this. Why are just the men answering all of these questions? We need some women's point of views, too.
Yeah.
Come on, women.
Where's the ladies at? On that note, actually, we have pulled up right now some of the answers that the lovely gentleman that did respond have. So, Brene, what do we have with the answers?
Hello, Smitty. He says, definitely not. I'd probably check out before the physical happened, or hope she would at least.
Right.
So he's saying pretty much that if it got to the point where you were falling for someone emotionally, that you would hopefully have enough respect and love for your partner that you would realize that's what's happening and kind of back off from that,
right,
which is respectful.
Understandable.
And then we have Toria Muff. Man, I don't even know how to say that
Sorry, we don't know how to say your name.
I'd say physically, too, having sex with someone else is a total deal and trust breaker. Falling for someone else is, in my opinion, completely out of your control. Sex is not.
Okay.
That's pretty deep.
So that's just a few. If you guys want to see all of the conversations that went on, you can actually see that on our Instagram page. But Brene, what do you think? Physical or emotional cheating, what's worse? I mean, we know both are bad, right? But what's worse?
I think emotional cheating would be more difficult to get over. I mean, you can get, for your own self. If you were in an emotional relationship with somebody and you were feeling that way and you had a different partner, I think that would be harder to not think about every day and harder to not compare and want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think so, too.
Versus just like, oh, because the physical part, it's an hour. You know what I mean? It's not that much of your time.
It's not a connection.
But emotionally, that's a lot of your time.
I agree. Actually, I do. I did see, there were a few women that privately did reach out, but not very many. But they agree with us. I'm finding that most women, and I don't want to be gender specific, and I don't want to be like, you know, I don't want to play that and be like, oh, men and women are whatever.
We can understand it a little bit more.
Well, I feel like, you know, it is what it is regardless, and both men and women have a physical and emotional side, and I guess it's person dependent, not gender dependent, but in the small poll of people that answered us, 100% of the women said emotional and 100% of the men said physical, aside from that one response that you just read. That was actually, that was after he said physical initially, and then I had said, you know, but what if, you know, your spouse fell in love with, and then he said, oh yeah, no, I would hope, you know, that person would check out. I'm just finding that a lot of the men were leaning more towards once that physical act happens, that's
it. It's more unforgivable.
And women are like, but wait, no, because if you give someone your heart and you're confiding in that other person, like emotionally, you know, on your bad days, you're calling somebody else, like,
exactly.
What am I here for? You know, and that's how I feel. I feel the same way. I would much rather, I don't know if I could forgive any
other
of
way
it.
Is bad. Either one is bad.
I don't know if it, could you I forgive someone for cheating? Like, would you forgive someone for having sex with someone?
I haven't either. I haven't because I haven't been able to get past that. And it's like, once the trust is gone, it's like, what the fuck?
What
the fuck am I doing here?
Yeah, why am I here?
So no, I don't think I would.
So for me, I was in like a relationship where I had always had this like feeling that I was being cheated on, and I ended up being right in the end. Intuition, guys, like, listen to it. But I never had the proof, although that should have been proof enough. I was in love, so I was like kind of hanging
through
on
the phone and
kind of, and
like
seeing
that.
Things. Yeah, and then I had people reach out to me and flat out say, "Hey, guess what?"
See, now if it got to the point where I felt I had to search your phone and go
it
shit
should
like
have
that,
been at that.
That
point.
Would be, I think, so that would be my point. Where where it's like, okay, you're right. doing something for me to get this crazy. Not necessarily crazy, because I'm not calling you nuts. No. But lots of women do it. Yeah. A lot of women
So what I can understand that part of it. I can understand sort of saying, I love this person enough. Could I, like, forgive? Now, if for me, I don't think I could forgive a physical thing either, because once I had that sort of validated proof, there was no way around it, I was gone. But if I had to forgive something, I'd rather forgive you, I think, for having sex with someone if you told me it didn't mean anything. Because if you had sex with someone and said, but I'm in love with her, there is nothing we can repair. Your heart is somewhere else.
Yeah.
If you had sex with someone because you were drunk and it was a one-night stand and you were horny and she did something freakier than me and she sucked your dick all kinds of ways, and then you know what? Okay, I might be able to forgive you, and then we're going to have to talk about our sex life. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah,
I couldn't forgive either one. Just don't do either one.
Well, yeah, obviously. But I'm saying, if I had to choose, that's the way I would think it out in my brain. If I had to do it. So while we're on the topic of relationships,
FYI, Brandy's single again.
Hey!
Back on the market.
Isn't that, you know what? It's so funny though, because it's like Brandy's single and I'm not even like, oh my God, I just went through a breakup. I'm like, hey, I'm back on the market. Just in time for summer, bitches. Yeah, that was a short but sweet. You know, I'm not going to dog anything.
I think he was too young for you. I think for you, you need an older man. And I don't know if that's something you're really into, but...
Yeah, well, okay, so it's you something really, that
I think
I'm,
the older men have something that the younger men just don't quite get yet.
There's a lot of things. I actually have some questions for you today about that, because I am actually thinking about recently considering... seriously considering dating an older, and not necessarily like much older, like 80 years old or something, but like maybe even just older in the sense of, maybe not even age, but maybe just in the sense of maturity and goals and ambitions, and the conversation is different.
It's completely different.
So, and I need that in my life, or I am like snoozing on a motherfucker.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. I think the older men are strong enough to handle a woman like you.
So I have questions. I have questions.
That's why I've always gone for
that. I was going to say, you date older men.
I only date older men.
I'm going to grill ya.
I really do.
So older men versus younger men. Mm-hmm. I have a question, because these are things I'm like thinking about in my head going into it. Like, so there's going to be good and bads. Is there ever a moment in time where you run out of things to talk about because of the age gap?
No, I've never come across that. Never? I think if we're at the point where we're in a relationship, we have enough to talk about. We have enough in common. We have enough that we're doing together.
And that's true.
There's not a competition with like a younger guy that like with his friends or with silly little things that are getting in the way of his life or pursuing whatever he's doing. Usually the older men are more content with where they are in life.
Yeah.
They've got their job or a career set. Like, they're, you know what I mean? They know what they're doing.
But these are things that you can conversate about. Like, I mean, just on a daily basis. Like, you're going to be like, hey, I mean, like your lifestyles,
you
right?
You can do that with older or younger men, though.
Yeah, you guys
can
never
be with
a
younger
of-
guy and not have anything to talk about after the first week.
That's
too.
True. Yeah, that is
so
true.
That
is where I'm at right now.
Is.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're right. So, okay. So do you find... Now, I want to get into sex a little bit. So I have, like, I guess a few things I want to know. Are they less pushy for sex? Like, are they... Is their sex drive lower?
Again, I guess it would depend on the individual, but I haven't had a problem with that in
not
my
that,
experience.
Well, not that they wouldn't have sex. I'm saying, like, would they...
I
do
think
you
they
find
want it
having...
a little bit more. Just
do you
because
think more?
I think they appreciate my youth. You know what I mean? So it's
they're
a
like,
bit
hey.
More, I think they're a little bit more into it. So.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'm
I
a
horn
dog anyway, so I can't say
can
too
keep,
much is
can,
too,
no,
there's
but
never too much.
Can they keep up with you?
For the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had a couple here and there that maybe after like the first time they can't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I'm ready and ready to go again.
They're like,
and
give me a minute, babe.
Yeah, so, but I wouldn't say it's a problem where I would complain about it.
Right, okay. I got you. Okay. I'm a little bit worried about that. So have you ever dated an older man and you like he needed to use like Viagra or something and it's been like...
No.
Not as far or as I know. Or not that you know.
No, I'm not dating like old ass men. I
no,
mean,
listen, 40s, there's men in their
mid 40s. There's I men. Get it, but no, most men in their mid 40s, as far as I'm concerned, that
I mean,
I've met.
Really, there's men in their 20s
that
need.
No, I don't think they're at that point where they need that. I've never, okay. As far as I've known.
Do people judge you?
No. Now they don't. But I've always dated older. Even as a teenager, I was dating like guys in their 20s. Then it was more of a stigma.
Right.
You know what I mean? When it's an older guy dating a younger girl, then there's more eyebrows raised.
Because you know why I'm concerned?
But now that I'm in my 30s, I don't find anyone really knows.
They're not really
or cares.
Saying, okay, because you're a little bit older. But see, I look so young.
You do.
I get that side eye when I'm dating someone in the 30s. I'm like, yo, this guy. You know what? I got that side eye. I was dating someone. My ex was a few years younger than me. Mm-hmm. And when I say ex, it's my long-term ex. I have so many exes under my belt. But I'm saying that guy was a few years younger than me. I still got the side eye because I look so fucking young. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get that anyway.
You're
so I'm not really worried about it.
You really are.
I'm like, you know what?
But
fuck it.
You get a pretty face.
It's
but you're
going to
be with someone attractive anyway, so you'll compliment
each other, right? Well, I mean, I'm always going to be the more beautiful one. That's just, put that out there.
That's one thing. I can't be with someone prettier than me. You can't you can't spend more time in the mirror than I do.
I'm okay with that.
I'm not.
I am. I'm okay with that. I'd be like, babe, what you doing in there? Do you got any hair products I can use? Hey.
You got better shit than you.
So what are the benefits of being with an older man? Like, what is it that's so much better that you would rather date older?
That's a good question. I like that they're more comfortable with where they are in life. So they're not trying to figure that out. They're settled. They're good to go in that sense. And they also, like I said, appreciate.
Yeah.
I don't want to say like, oh, you should feel lucky to be with me. I don't want to sound vain in that sense, but they are in a way, kind of.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they do treat you a little better. They're not going to call you out. They're not going to be searching your phone when you're sleeping in the middle of the night and just doing little stupid things.
Wait a minute. Guys do that? You better not touch my motherfucking...
Guys do that too.
Listen, I got a fingerprint fucking thing to unlock this bitch. You are not getting in my phone.
I've got a way around that. Let me show you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll talk later.
Technology's not safe.
Well, listen, don't be telling people because I don't need anyone hacking into my shit and looking at all
my
stuff.
But exactly. It's a matter of who you're with.
You know what the thing is?
I want to be with men that don't feel the need to do that shit.
You know what? But younger men shouldn't feel the need to do that shit either. And if an older man is feeling the need, I don't give a fuck how old you are. If you feel like you need to unlock and go through my phone, there's a fucking problem here anyway. Because I was in several unhealthy ass relationships. I am the queen of dating shitty. And it takes me a lot to even want to go through your shit. Because at that, you know, there still has to be a certain level of, if I have a fucking issue, I'm gonna bring it up to you. You're gonna give me your response, and I have to trust you. Yes. And if that isn't there inside of our relationship, I don't like the creeping and sneaking around stuff. If ever I came around came across shit like that, it was like more accidental than searching. It was like you left your shit up and I couldn't help myself, kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've never really gotten to the point where I'm looking for your phone and trying to find passwords side-eyeing.
Yeah.
When you're opening your phone. Was that 3-4?
Wait, you know the ones where they you draw like the triangle
the
and stuff?
I know
watching
your
the
pattern,
phone, like,
bitch.
Right, left, down, right, corner, got it. That is too
no,
much.
No, I can't. That's too much effort to me. If I have to go through all of that, then it's already gone.
I don't
it's
have time for it. So, Brene, so we've talked relationships, so now I want to talk sex a little bit more. So, I know you got some fantasy
some,
shit going on here.
I do. I've actually been searching some things on the internet.
Okay.
And just kind of getting a little bit of a different impression on what women and men kind of fantasize about secretly, because I know we all secretly have something that we want, some little kink that, you know what I mean, we all want, and a lot of people don't talk about it. Even within their own relationships, a lot of people have secret shit that
that's why
they want to do, or that they've always thought about,
right,
that, oh, it would be great if I could try it, but they won't talk about it. They won't ask for it.
That's
so they never do it.
You listen to the podcast 50 Shades of Slay every Thursday night because Brandy and Brene say all the things that you're thinking about.
Exactly. So you can ask your fiance, your man, your guy you're dating, or women, that some of these questions and see if they're secretly thinking of this. It's actually polls. Like, apparently these are, like, the majority of people's fantasies.
Okay, so these are popular sexual fantasies.
Yes, these are popular fantasies. Give it to me, people hide.
Okay, let's hear it.
One, and this is just an example of it, but we'll get into it. So, to strip my partner completely naked in public and suck him off while a crowd watches.
Wait, in a public place?
In a public place and being watched.
Okay, so being watched, kind of, I get, too. But, like, in a public place, I'd be like, yo, I'm gonna get arrested. That's the only thing, that's
what
I'm worried.
But if everyone's watching, then you know everyone's, like, kind of into it. So if you were, like, in a movie theater or something and, like, you know what I mean?
No, not
maybe
everybody.
Maybe not a movie theater, but I don't know.
Hell no.
There are some clubs and shit you can go to, though, like sex clubs.
That's
where,
different. That's not a
but
public.
But that's still people being watched. People watching it.
Sounds like she wants to go to, like, city town hall square, pull his pants down and start doing some weird shit. That's like flasher shit. I'm afraid of that. No, next.
Next is I've always wanted to be pulled over by a cop, handcuffed, and fucked on the hood of his car.
Duh, who hasn't?
So cops.
Hey, yes.
Getting arrested by cops and getting just plowed.
I have been drunk. That would be,
listen,
I've been drunk downtown, and those cops that are down there, I've literally more
than
once.
They send out the cutest Saturday nights. I know. In the morning,
and
I'm the cutest cops.
I've walked
unless
up,
they're just the beer goggles.
I've walked up to them and said, like, cuff me, like, really wasted. Cuff
yes,
me,
I think
take
we've,
me
yeah,
off
we've all
stuff.
Done that. I did it,
take
I did
me
it.
With
I don't
you.
Even know what was done, but I did it, yeah. Motherfucker.
It was me.
Yeah, there's been some.
Everybody has
there's
that fantasy.
Some cop
well, I can
fantasies.
See, I can see how that's popular,
but
because,
it's not
yeah.
like you would ever get arrested and be like, hey, can we work this out? You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
Oh, maybe you
next.
Would. The way that eyebrow raised.
Next.
And this was coming from women.
Yeah.
Being with two bi men in a loving, well, she's saying in a loving long-term relationship, but basically the premise is being with two men that are with each other.
They're with each other and with you.
And with them. So, like,
no,
even
I don't
the men
want that.
And men.
I don't want that.
No, you wouldn't think that's sexy?
I'd rather have me, another girl, and a guy than two guys. I would rather do that.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I would rather have two guys.
No, I don't want it.
Low-key, I've watched gay porn.
I have two and I don't like it.
But I don't mind it.
Gay porn, it doesn't
I can watch gay porn more than I can watch lesbian porn.
No, see, I'm lesbian porn all the way. I don't think it's weird. It's just your preference. But, like, I could...
I'm not saying that's what I watch.
No, but I've watched two guys and it's not like it's gross to me. It just doesn't turn me on. So I wouldn't want to have sex with two guys if it's not turning me on. Yeah. Like, I could give a shit less.
I don't know if I could have sex with the guy after he had sex with the guy.
See, that wouldn't bother me. If I knew you had sex with another guy and I just didn't watch it and you just...
Like, I mean, like, in
I'm
the
okay
same in the same moment.
Yeah, then you're seeing it. That's what
I
mean.
Like,
it's
I don't
not
want,
a turn-on.
I don't want the seconds. Is what
well, you're
my,
getting,
my, my
you're getting seconds in a three-way anyway. Someone's getting seconds of some sloppy shit.
One-on-one.
Do you have another one? Is there another one?
This one's kind of weird, but I guess it's like it's a popular one.
Okay.
I would like to be able to love to fuck and be able to shift what kind of genitals I have. So if I'm fucking someone with my dick and then getting fucked in my then get fucked in my vagina and then switch over to having a tentacle or something or something like
Wait,
that to
this
masturbate
bitch
with.
Said,
they
I'd
had
like to...
tentacles. There's actually a whole genre of porn for like tentacle sex.
I know that.
I didn't know. Like I didn't really know.
You
that.
You didn't know that.
Like some Japanese anime, I never really got it, but I didn't know it was as big as it is.
Yeah.
Like it's actually pretty big.
There's probably a whole community of people with fucking tentacles
but,
swinging from their shit.
No, then you get into like the other people that have fantasies about peeing on people and things
yeah.
like that, like
yeah.
bodily fluids. I'm not into all of that, but I can
I
get
mean,
kinky.
I'm not. I've. I.
I'm open.
Okay.
Let's talk.
Fuck.
I'm open to
I
the
have tried it.
You've tried it?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the one doing it or the one getting it done?
Both.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
In, like, a shower?
Yeah.
I was going to say that.
No, where else do you do it?
I don't know. Do people do it in, like, beds and shit?
I don't know. I
like,
wouldn't.
Rent a hotel and mess up their
shit? I mean, maybe. I don't know. I didn't. It's not something
was
that...
Was it a turn-on?
Not really. I think the only thing that was, like... a turn on about it was like I'm doing something really new and freaky right now.
I'm being naughty.
But then it was like I don't kind of really want
to
do this anymore.
Me.
Like I was like, oh.
Well, you only got so much pee.
No, but like I wouldn't do it again. Like I wouldn't carry it on into any other relationship.
Like, hey, let's do this.
Yeah, no, it was just like a thing that happened. Anyways. Yeah. Anywho.
So what about like shower sex?
Yes. I love, okay, so no, okay, so here's the thing. I'm short, right? So, Renee, girl, Renee's medication is in my face and I can't even finish this podcast. Fuck. Anyway, shower sex. Okay, so I'm short. So standing up, right, with someone is difficult. I have to somehow like tippy. Okay, so I've learned how to do. I have to tiptoe on the one leg, kind of prop the other one up, kind of like straddle, kind of like it's a fucking process. So
put
good.
Your feet on both sides of the bathtub.
That's what I did. I do. But this is the thing. I've had men that don't really know how to have good shower sex, not understand what I'm doing, and fucking here I am slipping, sliding off the fucking side of the shower. Like, listen, if I break my neck in the shower.
If you're gonna introduce shower sex, you need to know what you're doing.
For the love of God, if I put my feet up against the wall and push myself up, you don't have to even hold on to me that much. I'm holding myself up there. Figure it the fuck out. I don't want to, and I don't like spelling shit out for people either, so I'm just like, I'm done.
Yeah, move to the bedroom.
Excuse me while I wash my hair. Can you leave? Like, fuck, move to the bedroom.
See, personally, I like my shower time. That's like my time. I'm in there having my concerts and shit. So it's too much work for me in the shower sex. Because like you said, you're slipping and sliding. And you got to have like a good bath mat and like some like old ass orthopedic freaking shower handles
the
installed.
Handles, like, oh, that'd be dope.
You
that's
know what
a
mean?
Good
if
idea.
If you have a setup, then okay, we can have some fun up in here. But if it's just standard.
Brene, you date older men, so have you. Wait. Please tell me. Please tell me.
We don't even have to walk up the stairs. We just hop on the chair, push the button.
Brene knows all about
that. Not that fucking old.
Shit. Okay. Oh, okay.
I knew where your ass was going with that.
Fuck. All right. What else do you got?
So what's your go button then?
My go button.
Your go button. Like that spot, that thing that. Like anyone can do that just fucking puts you in the mood every time.
Okay, it's my neck.
Your neck?
Yeah.
Oh, mine too.
Is it?
My neck and my back. My neck.
My back. Let my pussy and my crack. Hey, hey. Yeah, my neck. You could pretty much do any. You know what? It's to the point where, like, stay away from my neck. Like, if you, like, accidentally were, like, something and you and the guy, like, touched me or something.
Everyone's
going to
be touching on your
sweet,
neck, man.
I'm like,
I need to go in the bathroom for a minute.
Excuse me for, like, 5 minutes.
Mine too. Oh, my God. And the kissing
and, like,
the
ear,
touching and
like, the
all
ear,
of that.
The neck.
I love all that,
you know
too.
What? My back
That's
is,
my
like, it. So what it turns into for me is it goes from feeling, like, a good sexual feeling to, like, I really just want a back massage right now. And it takes me way out of, so stay away from my back unless you're done with sex.
What if they're just, like, rubbing it, like,
I just
like,
want
not
a
even,
massage.
Like, massaging
I'll go to
just,
sleep.
Just, like, tickling
That's the
your
tickle back?
Yeah,
I like
love
that
the
before
back.
I go to bed.
Oh,
it doesn't turn me on.
I love that all the time. I would pay, if I was a millionaire, I would pay someone to walk around and just rub my
back. Oh my God,
constantly.
Me too.
That would
me
be
too.
My thing.
That's the shit. So, what else? Spanking? What do you
spanking,
think?
Spanking. I like spanking. A light spanking.
A light spanking.
With your hands. I'm not, don't introduce any instruments.
I'll take an instrument. I want a whip and a paddle. I want everything.
Maybe like a little whip. But I don't want some like crazy Mr. Gray shit where he's like holding his arm back to get freaking traction to whip you. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I might. I've
I don't
never
want
done
crazy
it.
Pain.
I kind of do pain. Just a little bit of it and only for a few seconds. But I don't want it like on a, yes, I do want it on a regular. How do I say this? I would experiment with it. I have not yet gotten that far yet because a lot of I'm little and I feel like people are a little bit scared, like they don't want
to. But
wanna,
that's the thing, people are afraid to ask for this shit. This is something that you've thought about,
but I told them.
Oh, and they're just like, no.
They're like, okay, and then they're like, not, they're like, and I'm like, the fuck?
Is that all you got, bitch?
Like, wind that arm up. No, I'm just joking. But no, I'm not joking. That's really what's going on here.
No, I don't know if I like all, the crazy hardcore shit, but I can handle some light spanking.
A little spanking.
A little spanking.
Okay. So, what is the worst and the best thing about being a female, Brene? What do you think?
I think the best thing? The perks. We get a lot of perks that we might not want to admit, but in society, we get away with a lot more shit than a man would. So, I think there's a lot of perks that we can take advantage of, especially being, if you're attractive,
Yeah, I get it.
Extra more.
Women can kind of...
Like, not even just with
attractive
guys.
Men, like, kind of have those
things. It's easier to
talk
to us. It's easier. I don't know. It's. I think there's a
so
lot of
perks. So what is the worst?
Sense.
What is the worst?
The worst is the stigma. Like, and it's, I guess it's the same thing. The attention. The attention, the yeah. negative attention that we get. Because we got to put up with a lot of shit, even from yeah. a young age.
Yeah, we do.
You got to deal with a lot of creeps, a lot of perverts. You can ask a lot of women, and yeah. we've all got some sort of horror story about something
or
inappropriate.
Two or three or
you
four.
Know what I mean? That we've had to deal with some sort of situation that we had to kind of, like, giggle our way out
yeah.
of. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, that is got to be one
like,
of
like, how
the
many
worst.
Times have you gone to the bar or anywhere and gotten hit on and been like, no, sorry, I got a boyfriend, or I'm not interested, and like, right. oh, fuck you. You weren't that all that anyway, bitch.
Yeah, fuck you, bitch.
You know what
I
mean?
Why
like, that happens
that?
A lot. Like, okay, well, if I would have said, here's my number, it wouldn't have been all that.
Right.
But it's like one of those moments where you, if you go off and be like, oh, well, motherfucker, blah, 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 and you know what I mean? Start mm-hmm. a confrontation more.
It's bad
like,
for you.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it works
so
bad. Like, yeah. it's we know the dangers of that, and that's things that we have to teach our daughters and things like that. So I think that's an unfortunate
yeah, it is.
Kind of thing that we have to go through. But.
It is. So for me, the worst and best thing is kind of the same thing. The worst thing about being a woman for me are fucking periods.
Ha.
Fuck you. I can't. I just can't. I can deal with a lot of the other stuff. But the period thing, I can't even fucking do it. It just pisses me off. The pain, the cramping, the bleeding. I'm down for a couple days.
It's been
I'm
a couple
cranky.
Years, so.
Like, it's annoying.
I forget. Thank
it's
God.
Annoying. And then the best thing about being a woman, I think, is everything other than having a period. Because I think women are fucking awesome. That's just me. But
well, that's broad.
Since we're speaking of gender, though, I wanted to actually bring something up because I was looking up, I wanted to see the dates for Pride this year in our city, and I noticed that there was something different. So, to me anyway, and forgive me because I might just be behind on this, so it's new to me. It might not be new to you. It's new to me. But it's LGBTI... Q2S.
Where'd the two
community.
Come from?
So I wanted to know this because I was like, okay, this is very interesting. So I didn't even understand where the I. So the I in, because I know with the LGBTQ and then there was plus. I never really knew what the plus was. So it's the lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, intersex, queer questioning, and two-spirit. And that's what we have on our local city's like website. When you look up Pride for here, that's what comes up. So the intersex
lost me on LGBTQ.
Yeah, it's but the intersex is people born with any of any sexual variations in sex characteristics. So chromosomes, gonads, sex hormone, or genitals, that, and this is according to the UN Office of High Commissioner for Human Rights, it does not fit the typical definitions for male or female bodies. Does that
okay.
make sense?
Not
so,
really.
Yeah,
I'm
it's like...
I'm confused when it comes to all of that, to be honest.
So it's just, it's a person who their characteristics of their body, whether it be a hormone thing, a chromosome thing, a genital thing, or whatever it may be, mm-hmm. according to the Commissioner for Human Rights, their characteristics don't fit the typical definition of a male or a female body. So there's something different about that person that they decided
but
it
not necessarily psychologically.
No, it's no,
so
it, there's
like
sexual
more.
Characteristics. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other one is queer questioning. So this is very self-explanatory. It's when you're
so
unsure, exploring, and concerned about or concerned about applying a social label to themselves for various reasons. So they don't want
a
the label.
Label
either for, you know, because they haven't quite figured it out yet or
but they
whatever
have a label.
The case,
is that the plus?
No, that's not a label. They're just sort of saying, don't ask me. Either
okay.
for whatever reason, I don't know yet, or or I don't want that label. And I always thought it was a really great thing when people say, I don't want to be labeled. I don't think anyone should be labeled with anything. So I actually really always liked, and I like now that sometimes those check boxes and they say male, female, or
other.
I don't want to add. No,
yeah,
you cannot
ask.
Answer.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times I won't answer if I'm given that option. Because I don't think that you should be asking anyone what their sexual identity is.
Hmm.
And you know, we're going to identify with our own selves, with who we are. And I don't label, don't put me in that fucking box.
But you would label yourself as a woman.
I know that I am physically a woman, but as far as my sexual identity is, many people don't even know.
Do you know? I know a little bit, a little something.
I know. But I don't go around saying I'm this or I'm that or I'm bi or I'm gay or I'm straight. I've never ever said that.
But that's
sexual
orientation. Well, that's gender.
But still, gender can point in that direction though, because
not
that,
really,
it opens
you can be
up
a woman
that window.
Still love another woman.
But not everybody thinks that way. That's why people don't want to say
that's
it.
That's why we have the two S.
That's why
plus.
There's a question. So the last one is two-spirit, and it's a person who has both a masculine and a feminine spirit. So
okay.
I like how
I know
they
a lot
said
of people like
masculine
that.
And feminine spirit. I like how they said spirit.
Like
but
Kylie
it's,
Jenner.
It's, yeah, she, yes. Yeah. She's like, do you know she calls herself King? Kendall was the one was speaking to that, but Kylie calls herself King Kylie.
Okay.
I love how they do that.
That's nice.
They embrace their masculine side.
Yeah, I can see that.
So, anyways, it is actually used by some First Nations people to describe their, they said sexual gender or spiritual identity. And I like how they said it that way as well. Wow. So, two-spirit. So, I think I'm two-spirit. I have both sides.
I could relate to both sides.
I think I play on both sides.
I just don't know if it would be enough for me to change, like, what box I check.
No, you don't have to.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you have to. I'm not ignorant. Come on, I get that. I'm saying me personally, I can have my own personal shit too.
Yes, girl.
I get it.
I never said you can't.
No, I completely get like the community, and you know what I mean. And I respect everyone's choice to do what they wish with their body and relate how they want. I completely get all that.
And guess what? Me and Brene are seriously considering.
I want to go to Toronto and do it.
That's
too.
What I was going to say. Now, do we stay in our city or do
we
go
both.
To Toronto?
They're both different, completely different months.
I did think so. Do not quote us on that because I don't know. And now that I say
days.
I hope they are.
So if they're different days and we can go to both.
Then we can
but
go
if
to
it's
both.
If it's the same day, then we stay local.
Really? Because Toronto...
I know.
You know what, Windsor? I just have to say, Windsor, like, we got to step our game up a little bit more when it comes to events like this because, like, Toronto does it big.
Yeah.
They're also a bigger city, though, I guess.
Well, yeah, they've got millions of people compared to our...
So I guess they got a little bit more going on. Maybe I just need to move out of Windsor. I don't know. Maybe
I like it. We'll stick local if that's the case.
Okay, Brene says local.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
We will, and we'll let you guys know. All right, everybody. So it is Throwback Thursday. So guess what y'all are about to get? A nice little throwback.
Hey, enjoy.
So enjoy the song. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back, guys.
Let's talk about sex.
Baby.
Talk about it. Be about it.
Yeah, be open. And you know what? We want to thank everybody for tuning in again this week. And we want to wish everybody a really great Easter weekend. It's the long weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, we'd like to interrupt your program for a public service announcement.
This is very important, so listen closely. The liquor stores will be closed Friday and Monday. Friday and Monday, the
Friday
liquor stores
and Monday,
are closed.
Go get your booze!
Go get your liquor tonight!
The place is going to be live tonight.
We just wanted to make sure that nobody misses their wine and vodka fix.
I need to go stock up.
So we know we'll be at the liquor store tonight, so make sure you get your asses there if you're planning on doing any drinking Friday and Monday. It is closed. But thank you guys again so much for tuning in. And
we love you.
We love you. You know that you can go to our pages. We want you to like, share, and comment. Like, share, and comment. So you
show your friends.
You can find us 50 Shades of Slay podcast on Facebook. 50 Shades of Slay _podcast_ on Instagram. And yeah, come and like and share and comment and get involved.
Okay, thank
guys.
You for listening. We love you.
We love you. Bye.